Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Kiara Alegría Hudis is a playwright who's been making a lot of noise in recent years. You might know her from the Tony Award-winning musical In the Heights. The playwright and composer is back at it again with her newest musical, Miss You Like Hell. The play centers around a Latina mother-daughter relationship as they embark on a road trip across the United States. Kiara Alegría Hudis joins me in the studio now. Welcome back to Latino USA, Kiara.
Thank you.
You are taking something that is very intimate in these communities, this very intimate pain, a separation between moms and daughters that we're now seeing because of immigration and deportation. And you're like, I'm going to put this in your face right here on stage.
I think one of the things as a 40-year-old woman I'm coming to terms with and understanding now is how much secrecy I grew up with. My family was in North Philly, which when I was a kid was mostly Puerto Rican, not exclusively. Now it's much more Latin American. And it was the 80s and 90s, so it was the AIDS crisis. It was the war on drugs. And my family suffered during those times, but we were also secretive about it. And even with the Orisha and my mom's beautiful spiritual practice, there was an element of secrecy. And I think one of these strange things I decided to do in becoming a writer was to reject that secrecy and own our story in a public way.
Family sucks.
Beatrice is the mother in the story who's undocumented, and she's a deeply spiritual woman with a daily practice, and she prays throughout the show, and part of her prayer at the beginning says, I am a lioness, I am a warrior. And in singing, she speaks to the ancestors. She asks them for guidance. And the ensemble, the voices are saying, you can do this, you can do this, because she's come to get her daughter. I don't know what I'm allowed to say on the air, but she says, back me up, bitch, to the feminine divine, which is a little vulgar, but she has a really direct manner about her, and she speaks with the spirit world in a very direct way. And then she texts her daughter, hey, I'm standing outside, come see me. To me, it's a real triumph to have a woman praying to her ancestors on stage. That lets me know I did something right in this life.
So how do you get from I'm a musician, you know, half Puerto Rican growing up in Philly, and then you make this turn to say, and now I'm going to write plays?
In my 20s, as an older generation was dying, and this was a generation from small towns in Puerto Rico, and my mom said to me quite simply, and my mom rarely spoke simply. She is a big woman. She has a lot to say. She says things in a grand manner. But she just looked at me quite simply and said, these stories are about to disappear. They don't exist in writing. Would you consider writing them? Because you were always a writer. Why did you never take that seriously? It was very simple. We were cooking in her kitchen. I remember it well. And I said, okay.
Just like that?
Yeah. I don't even know if I said it out loud, but my heart said it. And it was a very simple moment that it changed the rest of my life.
Mothers will make you eat your greens. Mothers will bring you midnight snacks. Mothers will teach you where you're from. Mothers will love you where you're at.
Part of what I feel happens in the play that you capture so well for those of us who are Latina moms and daughters. So this is a very particular thing, is when you see your daughter becoming, quote unquote, more American. She's becoming una niña americana.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this
mm-hmm.
with the mother-daughter in Miss You Like Hell.
Part of it is reclaiming what American means, right? But I do relate to Olivia, the daughter character. She's 16, but she's like me in that her ethnic background is mixed. She's half white. I'm half Jewish. You know, her Spanish is a little off, which I've kind of dealt with on and off throughout my life, depending on how much time I'm spending with abuela. Now she's gone, but she was one of the ones who really anchored my Spanish speaking. You know, and my mom has encouraged that. My mom said to me from the time I was a I can remember she was chanting, "You're going to Harvard." She had never gone to college, but she was really pushing an American education on me. And I did end up going to Yale, and she was very proud. By the same token, there were many talks of, you better be very clear on what our history is. You better remember what our history is, because she's right. Like, school is where you go to learn about everything except for who you are.
You also tackle what it is to be young Latina and deal with mental health issues.
I think that stems really personally from my heart. I suffered with severe depression as an adolescent, as a pre-adolescent, you know, and my mom feared for my life. My family feared for my life. So that just comes from deep. And I also saw it wasn't just me. I wasn't special. My cousins had these amazing dance parties, some of the most beautiful memories of my youth. But I also remember seeing them like in a stupor on the couch, and like they can't get up off the couch, and being like, they're sick. You know, they've got that depression thing. I know what that looks like. I know what it means to keep the curtains closed for that long.
You are not afraid to break silence. I mean, I've been watching about In the Heights, right? So I saw it when it was off Broadway. So I've been following along, knew that it was going to become a movie in Hollywood, knew that people were working on it. And then the Harvey Weinstein scandal breaks. And In the Heights was in the Weinstein company. You actually go on Twitter and you talk about this. You said, Harvey Weinstein's sexual predation is despicable enough, but combined with his staggering power, it's insidious, even devilish. I'm like, wow, you put yourself right in the middle of this.
You know, when that scandal broke, oh my gosh, I was sick. And Lin-Manuel, who wrote In the Heights with me and also wrote Hamilton, we talked about it. What are we going to do? You know, I knew I had to be the one to speak about it because I was the woman. I was the female. It meant more coming from me in that sense. So, you know, I had to say something. I'm scared when I write. I'm scared when I have a piece opening. I wasn't scared when I wrote that message. That part was not scary.
What's scaring you now?
I'm back at my writing desk. I'm working on a book that's about the secrecy and about that 80s and 90s and the AIDS epidemic and how it took us down. And in our national document of the AIDS epidemic, the Latino community is underrepresented.
Kiara Alegría Hudis, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you.
Kiara Alegría Hudis is a playwright. Her newest work, Miss You Like Hell, is currently at the Public Theater in New York City.